Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with us once again, as he is on a regular basis, Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM, part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And he's the fellow that does startup stories. And he's brought someone with him. We're going to talk all about that in just a moment. Mike, welcome back. Of course, you are dressed in black, which is...
I am. Thank you, Beck, for having me back, even though I'm dressed in black, as always.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, not uncommon. No. Well, that's it's kind of the New York thing.
It's easy.
Yeah, I know.
It's simple. It's easy. There's not a lot of decisions involved. Everything matches.
You can just go, right?
I have other things to work on.
I understand. Yeah. I do. But believe me, I had to spend time today picking out socks that go with the tie.
I only have one color socks.
Yeah. that doesn't surprise me either. All right, tell us what Square One DSM is.
Square One DSM is the part of the partnership that focuses on all things entrepreneur, companies that are anywhere from I have this idea and I don't know what to do next to how do I raise $5 million of equity capital and from a venture capitalist and pretty much everything in between. And it's mostly mentoring, advisement, do a lot of connecting to resources, do a lot of events. But we've been doing it for 11 years now in Des Moines under the partnership.
Have you ever taken stock of how many people have strolled through your doors over there?
I quit counting over 1,000.
Wow.
So, and you know, a lot of people come in and they have an idea and then they don't go anywhere with it, and that's good. If they made a decision that it's not the thing to go forward with, that's fine. I mean, our place isn't to tell them it's a good or bad idea. Our place is to help them evaluate the idea objectively, to get out of the love of their product and their idea and get into, do I want to start a business and what does that mean? It's a much bigger thing than loving a product.
Much bigger thing. And one of the things that you're always interested in is if those businesses are scalable. Would that be accurate?
We're interested in both kinds of businesses in the Des Moines area. Christina Moffitt, my partner in what we do with Entrepreneur Things, is very focused on street front, small traditional businesses. Right. And hey, a small business can be 500 people in a manufacturing plant. That's a small business. I tend to focus more on those businesses that can scale beyond the region. That are more virtual, that might be a software company, that might be a branding company, it might be a licensing company for intellectual property, and it's just a division of work. We want all business. We love all businesses here in Des Moines.
And we just had Christine in. She was talking about two finance opportunities.
Right. We've got several events coming up around raising capital. So there's kind of two kinds of capital in business. There's the traditional capital of going to a bank, getting a loan. Maybe you can find a grant. Maybe there's a microloan if you're a very, very small business. And then there's equity capital, which is where you're taking on investors, angel investors, venture capitalists. And we have an event for each. So Christina was in talking about our event coming up in March, I believe, or February. February 22nd, I think.
22nd.
Called Capital for Your Business.
Right.
And that's an overview of just the kinds of capital that are out there. And then on March 8, I believe it is, we're having the Raising Capital Seminar, which is focused on equity capital. What does it mean to go raise $500,000 or $1 million angel round to get my business started?
And that's a whole different animal.
That's a whole different animal. Yeah. And that's a 7-hour intensive introduction to the process.
Got it.
So they're both there. All of these are available. If you just go to squareonedsm.com, you'll find all of our events listed on our events page.
And we will have links up for that as well. All right. So let's turn our attention to this lovely person that you brought with us, who's a returning guest, by the way, to the Business News Hour, Liz Liggett. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What's cooking?
There's a lot going on, but I am going to be speaking with the Startup Stories this month. What day is that? February
21st.
We're going to be together talking, Mike, myself, and my partner, Kate Wagner, and we'll be talking about how we started Adore Your Walls and what we've grown it to.
Yeah, this is, and you were with us some time ago. We were talking about this long in advance of any anniversary that you had. Tell us, what is Adore Your Walls and what do you do?
We're an art advisory service.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting.
Thank you. So we help people find the perfect piece of art for their style, space, and budget. We do it here locally with businesses, people in their homes, restaurants. We also do it internationally, really, because we have a website, adoreyourwalls.com, where people can buy online packages. And then beyond that, we also work with major national brands to help them include artwork into what they do.
And your suppliers for this artwork come from where?
from all over the world. We find artwork. We're constantly looking for great artists, many of them local, though, and we get very excited about supporting the local Des Moines art scene.
I would imagine that you guys kind of troll through the Des Moines Art Festival looking for stuff.
Absolutely. This last year was a new one because I was a juror, so that was an interesting way to be on the other side of things and really learn about how they're chosen and all of that. But it was great because I got to get really firsthand and meet these artists one-on-one.
So how does all this work, Liz? How does someone get an art advisor going? I mean, is this, for example, I like this picture, I like this print, I like this oil, I like this statue. I think it'll work well here, and I just buy it and put it up there.
Sure. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, on our site, unadoreyourwalls.com, you can take a questionnaire, and we ask probably 15 questions, and they have anything to do with what do you like to do on a Saturday afternoon to what's your style in your home. And from all of that information, these are questions that I ask people when I'm together with them one-on-one or through the questionnaire. All that information brings it together, and we start figuring out what the right type of art, type of artist is going to be for your home.
And is art changing? Are there trends in art that people can say, oh, I like whatever's the latest thing? Are there things like that?
Yes, I think that people go through fads, especially, sometimes you walk through the Arts Festival and you see a lot of aspen trees in photographs and things like that. You start seeing trends that way. But the way that we find artists has really changed in the last 5 years. We find so many artists through social media now.
Sure.
It used to be that we had to physically be with them. And now we're finding artists all over the world just because we like what they're doing on Instagram.
And how are they finding you?
Same way. You know, we have a pretty active Instagram following, and they're finding us and they're sending us their work. So we get sent artwork and artists multiple times a day, and we love that because we want to see what's going on.
That's so interesting because you think about social media and some people think, oh, it's just me looking at cat videos or whatever because I like cats. But here's a case where a group of people with a set interest area, art, from a business perspective, are meeting and interacting, and not just to sell one piece, but to build relationships and to find each other on a business, long-term business scale. That is so huge for someone that's an artist in Australia with just what they have can suddenly be found and by someone in the United States and sell all their art and more.
When you talk about, and I think that is fascinating, when you stop and think about how we connect today and how we utilize digital technology to connect all the way from across around the world.
Right. In the last month, we have purchased artwork from artists in Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, England. So that's certainly closing the distances between us, right? All of that social media. But on top of that, we're using it to our advantage. So we sell artwork through Instagram. People can write sold in the comments, and then we send them an invoice.
Yeah.
So we do all kinds of things like that, too, and we've really been able to use it to our advantage.
So how robust is your Instagram feed?
I mean, it's doing
good.
Well. It's doing well, right?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Very good. This is a gender question, and are there emerging female artists that are really catching on today?
Absolutely. And we do a lot of the murals around here in town in Des Moines. So we did the Cheers from Des Moines mural. We did all of the murals on Rocca. We've done many throughout Prairie Trail and Ankeny and out in West Glen. So we are trying to make sure that we are really having a diverse type of artists that are working. So we're making sure that we're working with 50% female artists. We're working with artists from all ethnic backgrounds. And we're making sure that the Des Moines art scene is really robust and very, very deep.
It is.
And so we don't want to see just one type of artist. We want to make sure they're all represented.
Well, again, that would speak well to the Des Moines Art Fair, the
Absolutely.
Exhibition that we have here. That
yes.
is extremely diverse.
Well, now you've got Mainframe. With at least 70 artists in there already and working on adding another 100 and some.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Mike.
People don't understand how amazing that really is for a town like Des Moines to have that facility.
Is Absolutely. That a place where you troll through from time to time?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We love Mainframe. But the other thing that I think is so exciting about Mainframe is that people are moving to Des Moines to be a part of it.
To be part of Mainframe.
So we're talking about people coming from Minneapolis or Cedar Rapids or Chicago because they have a space like that here in Des Moines. That's what's really exciting
to me. And that really impacts impacts the entire community.
Absolutely, it does.
Wow. So Startup Stories is coming up when? Next week?
Yeah, next week on the 21st from 11:30 to 1. You're welcome to register at square1dsm.com. Bring your own lunch or order ahead, and we'll get one for you.
And you can ask all kinds of questions to Liz and her partner.
Absolutely.
What about marketing for yourself? You just don't put up a Instagram account and find people. How did you build that? Were you out there following other artists and letting folks know what's going on?
Yes, but it's about engagement.
Yeah.
It's not about just sitting there. You can't think that people are just going to happen to come across you. So we are constantly engaging with artists, other people that are interested in artwork, and that's how we have been able to, you know, really build our following and then also show the work that we're doing. So we want to be a very inspirational account.
And not only that, but it's really easy utilizing social media to connect with people. All you have to do is put in the right hashtags.
Exactly.
And you start to find things that are of interest.
Well, and you think about the pre-digital picture video world, when to try to present art at a long-term, you know, you'd have to send somebody a portfolio. And now a picture is a better communicator than words on almost any social media platform. A single picture. You see how they travel. Mm-hmm. I mean, of many, many types. And so to me, it's the leverage that art has right now in that it is visual.
Yeah. And Liz, how do you guys make money? How does that happen? Are you taking a cut of the things that you sell? Is that a traditional retail type?
Some art advisors work that way. We don't.
Oh.
We work hourly because we work with people from all different budgets, and we really want people to live with artwork. So if your budget's $100 or it's $100,000, we want to be able to work with you. So we're not taking a cut of that. We do have many diversified revenue streams, though, and that's partly what we're going to be talking about at Startup Stories, too, because we've really been able to utilize the markets and industries that are already here in Des Moines, like publishing and working with Meredith, or the insurance company and ag and people like that, that we've been able to get into their headquarters and be able to help them with artwork there too. Hmm.
Yeah, and corporate art is such a big thing, especially when we've got these huge facilities going up all over the place.
Well, and especially when they're wrapped around one of the better outdoor arts installations.
Absolutely.
In the United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is. We should make no bones about that.
It's an art town.
This really is. I mean, for example, the art festival here in Des Moines is one of the best in the nation.
In the world.
Yes. And one of the things that I think is so exciting about how we can take a look at how the Art Sculpture Park has really changed the face of Des Moines, the murals that we're working on, they're pride points, and that comes from art. And it helps with placemaking, and they help create places that people want to go because the art's there first.
You know what's really interesting is how they've even artified, if you will, Crossrocks.
Yes.
Oh,
here in town. Mm-hmm.
The Art Walk.
The art walk.
There's an
app
with that. You can get the app and see all the art in Des Moines.
The partnership was a huge part of that.
It was.
Yeah, see.
But have you ever noticed when people show pictures of Des Moines, it's art? It may be a beautiful bridge. Mm-hmm. It may be a beautiful building. It may be the Art Sculpture Park. It may be a small sculpture, but it's art.
Mm-hmm.
It's the visual, and we are loaded with it.
Yeah, my good friend Justin Rogers, who's a very well-known photographer here in Iowa, he's really come on his own over the past 2 years. Is publishing books and really kind of fell into this. I mean, he was in the design and build of websites, and really as a hobby started photography, and he's just blown up all over the place.
It's great
stuff.
To see.
It really is, and he makes, again, no bones about it. I'm from Iowa, you know, and this is the kind of thing that I love to do. And so many artists, Ben Hsu, you know, I could go on and on and on. We start naming names, we're going to get in trouble, but but there are some really amazing people out there.
The creative economy is very strong here in Des Moines, and I think that people really truly feel like the art scene is coming up, but they don't realize really how deep it is. And that's what I think is exciting, is when they really delve in, they realize that there is so much and so many talented artists, some that are going full time. We love to see that. But some that are doing it as a hobby to begin with, too. That's all great.
And, you know, one of the things you touched on that just a moment ago, the economic impact of the arts in Des Moines is huge. We just recently, maybe it was last year, we had that economic development survey from, I believe it was Bravo.
From Bravo.
That talked about how many jobs and how many millions of dollars are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It
people really want to be in places and cities and workplaces that have artwork. It's just so clear. So we get to be a part of that, which is exciting.
You know, we were just talking about that. Mary Brontrager and I were with the West Des Moines school teachers and administrators today talking about what is the draw to Des Moines from the outside world. And one of those things is quality of life.
Absolutely.
And clearly this plays into it. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. But one of those things, too, is that we were able to start a business here in Des Moines because of the resources. We have a great creative economy, so many artists. And then we also have been very privileged, Adoria Walls has been, to be mentored by places like Square One Des Moines and the partnership. So the fact that we have all of those resources to rely on is incredible.
So what do you teach you?
We did a lot of market research together.
We did.
We're both marketing hands, and so we really it was another, probably more than anything, just another viewpoint to the data.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to have an objective set of eyes, say, what do you see?
Absolutely.
And sometimes that's all it is.
But sometimes, you know, I need a lawyer, and I can call Mike, and I say, you know, who specializes in
this? Well, especially if it's hyper-specialized. In this case, it was, I need a lawyer who's worked with this particular company in vendor contracting.
And Mike knew.
And that's important if it's a certain company, because some of them are very challenging from vendor contracting. Mm-hmm. So it's not just I need a lawyer or I need an IP attorney or I need a marketing consultant, to be frank. It's someone who actually has experience in a very unique area.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very strong network where I can reach out to a huge group blindly and say, hey, who has done this?
Well, you've been doing it 11
years. And I get one or two names back in a lot of cases.
Right.
Good stuff. It is called Startup Stories. It is from the Square One DSM, Mike Caldwell and Liz Leggett, thank you very much for coming in and doing this. Good stuff.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. And that's going to be Startup Stories. Next week, we will have all of those links on the radio blog. All right. We're going to have to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. Investors kind of took a pause today. One of the reasons why? The Consumer Price Index comes out tomorrow, and we'll be talking about perhaps inflation numbers at is coming up next on the Business News Hour.
Can you call me here? Grab your coat and loud. And you walk West Street Track.